لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
والأحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس دائقة الموت. وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت الأعراب آمنا، قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم، وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا، إن الله غفور رحيم. أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, today is Friday afternoon. By commemorating the birth of one of the holiest personality in this world, Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, I ask myself and invite all of you to follow the path of the piety of this personality. Let us take benefits of Quran, that is best of the book, for the warning. And there is a book that advises us the path that is path of humanity. This verse, it can be very beneficial for the people, those who are converted towards Islam, or those who are working towards conversion, and those who are inviting other people as part of Dawah. This verse from Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, verse number 13, can be very beneficial for all of those who want to work for the invitation towards Islam and make Islam as a religion and invite them towards this and its faith. It says, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. So it narrates the statements of those people who actually claim that they have accepted Islam. أعراب in Quran are being mentioned as the people, those who used to live in the desert, or maybe sometime there can be meaning of illiterate people living in the vast majority outside the cities. So that is not only for the people that was in that were in the time of Prophet or at the time of Islam. That is something that you can find anywhere. Arab live anywhere in the world, in everywhere in the world. So in this definition, there can be different kind of people, and those who are illiterate or living outskirts of the cities and do not have that culture, or they are not being cultured people. So there, we need to look at what are the specification of Arab. And as Islam has condemned sometimes their statements and their faith, sometimes it's been encouraged and they are being praised as well, as in one of the verses of Surah Tawbah, they are being mentioned. وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Within the people, those who live in the desert are those who really believe, those with faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those with faith in the Day of Judgment. But in this verse, it has been said they claim, so their claim is being mentioned. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. Anybody can claim, of course. So making claim, it's not difficult. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when somebody believes and states that belief, it does not mean that there is a belief inside. If somebody makes a claim, it does not mean that faith is really inside the hearts as well. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. So refuse and deny their claim that you do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you make this claim, but O Prophet, you should say to them, لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. You have no belief. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. But you should state that you have submitted. You have accepted something, but it's not still part of your iman. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And until now, faith has not entered inside your hearts. وَإِن تُطِيعُ اللَّهَ. And if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَرَسُولَهُ and His Messenger, لَا يَلِدْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not decrease anything from your good deeds, and He will give reward as He gives to anybody else. It depends on obeying Allah and obeying the Messenger, not making the claim. Islam is not a religion of making claims. Islam is a religion of obedience. Islam is a religion of submission and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the path. Inna Allah ghafoor rahim. And if those who made claim and they started being obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be forgiving. Because surely Allah is forgiving and merciful. Allah is forgiving, merciful. When He forgives with the mercy. He's not going to look at your past. He's not going to look at your history. But He's going to look at your present status. And if you accept Islam and start practicing accordingly, then that is going to be accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the things that it's important to discuss, that what is difference between Islam and Iman? How we can distinguish both? When it's been said that those who claim that we have faith, you should deny by saying you don't have faith, but you only claim that faith. That is Islam that you have. So there must be a difference. There must be some criterions. Somebody is Muslim, somebody is mu'min. That boundary has been made in Surah Baqarah, in the beginning of Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about munafiqeen, that many of those who claim that they are mu'min, tell them that you do not have iman, but you have Islam, you accepted, submitted. Let us look at those differences, and if we like to state for somebody, then it is important, although there can be many, but I'm going to list some of them according to the research of our scholars. One of the difference between mu'min and Muslim is in depth. Islam is something that comes in the outer state. Somebody is going to submit something and accepts with the tongue and makes this claim. But still, color of this person has not changed. Attitude of this person has not changed. Character of this person has not changed. Islam wants to affect inside. And if it affects inside and goes deep in the heart, it is going to change the life. It's going to change character and behavior. It's going to affect in the practices. So there is a difference between color of the mu'min and attitude of mu'min, character of mu'min and Muslim. Both have different kind of the personality. There are two different personalities. If somebody wants to be mu'min, then he needs to examine heart, not the claims, not the statements. Look at your heart. Does your heart have the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Otherwise, it's going to be denied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the hadith of sixth Imam Ja'far ibn Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, as he said, "Man ahsana min Allah sibghatan," whosoever achieves that color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a special inclination with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sibgha, sibghatullah, that means being inclined with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the nation that is nation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ethnicity that is ethnicity of Allah, color that is color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody is going to have man ahsana min Allah sibghatan faqad istamsaka bil urwatil wuthqa. Urwatul wuthqa, of course, you know, sometime when you enter to the door, at that time you have handle for the door and you hold that handle to open the door. Urwatul wuthqa, that means the handle that through that you can enter to something. If somebody has that handle towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the door towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or entering towards Iman, that is called Urwatul Wuthqa. Imam said that whosoever has that color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whosoever has been inclined with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, he's holding that handle that is Urwatul Wuthqa, and through that he will be able to be strengthen his faith. So one of the differences is in depth, that Iman is deep down. It's inside, rooted in the heart. It's not just a claim. Second difference can be in objective. Objective of people, those who accept Islam, can be different. Sometimes somebody wants to be Muslim because of a girl or boy. They like to get married, and because of marriage they accepted Islam. So many times, you know, you experience the people, they got in love, they have been inclined with somebody, and after that they started claiming that I would like to get married. So if you ask them, why would I like to get married? Because of her. And she is going to say because of him. So this is not Islam. Or sometimes there can be motive and objective that somebody likes to be famous within Muslim community, wants to be active in Muslim community. So this is also not objective. This is not Iman. If somebody likes to be socially active within Muslim community, this is not Islam. Islam should be inside the heart. Objective have to be clear. Another time it can be another objective, working for agencies. You know, if you like to be a good informer for somebody, you need to go inside and be part of that. Stand in their jamaat, and sometime listen to khutbas and take notes, go back, make films, you know, movies, and take to the agencies. So there are many those who accept Islam because of that. So they are being paid. They are paid informer. They just have that objective. They come into the gathering. They sit with us. They be like as anybody else, or maybe more practicing. Sometimes they are going to be standing in the first row of jamaat. They will be the people, those who are going to make announcement. So sometimes you don't know who is who. There is possibility that somebody becomes very active, very close. In the time of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, those who were actually claiming, they got closer to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Sometimes they gave their daughters to the Prophet. In order to be, you know, related to the Prophet, peace be upon him, they gave their daughters in order that they can be the most closest personalities to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Or sometime they used to do some other actions that they can show that they are really practicing people. So if you see somebody just makes claim that I am really good Muslim, I am really good practicing person. So this is the good sign that you can understand that it's not a mu'min. A mu'min does not claim. a mu'min practices. The most practical person is the mu'min. He even does not speak about that. He does not speak about his good deeds. He makes good deeds and acts according to that, but he is not going to show off to other people. See how I do. See how much funds I give. Can you check my list that how many funds I have given until now? So this is something that it's making claims. It's not going to go anywhere. When you like to give, at that time give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to see objective of the people, those who really accept Islam. What is objective of somebody who is accepting Islam? There can be certain objectives of people, and the people they came into Islam in the beginning, those who wanted to take government in their own hands. So there were people, maybe there are people today, they want to get into the board, trustees, you know, they have their objective as well. Same as in the past, this was happening. If objective is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if objective is accepting Islam as a religion, not being Muslim. Being Muslim is a different, but accepting Islam as a religion is a different. There are many Muslims, those who are not mu'min, and there are mu'mineen, there are a special category that Islam has counted on those personalities. Third, about that, of course, there are many ahadith, and at the moment time is very short. Third difference can be in practice. When somebody accepted Islam and iman is in the hearts, then it is going to be reflected in the practice. It is going to be reflected in the practice. Islam is not just a claim, but it's going to be reflected in the practice. As our sixth Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has said, by saying difference between both al-iman iqrarun wa amal wal-islam iqrarun bila amal. He said that iman is something that is admitting something and practicing according to that. But Islam is just admitting without practice. If you see somebody is not really practicing, that means until now, iman has not entered in the hearts. And sixth Imam again has said that al-imanu ma waqqara fil qulub wa saddaqathu al-a'mal. Iman is something that is going to be rooted in the hearts. It's going to be rooted in the hearts, and it's going to reflect in the practices as well. صَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالِ. Practices are going to be witness of that. They are going to bear witness that this is a mu'min. And finally, there can be another difference, that is difference in status. Of course, status of a Muslim. Then there is a status of mu'min. There is a status of muttaqi. There is a status of somebody who has certainty. So there are various status in Islam that are being said. The very basic status for somebody who accepts Islam is a Muslim. Then next stage is mu'min. Then next stage is muttaqi. And another stage is somebody who lives with the yaqeen. So I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our Islam nurtured in our hearts. May Allah make it rooted in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can practice according to our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts and outside both same in situation. May Allah raise us with mu'mineen. May Allah include in this world with mu'mineen. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us places in the paradise with mu'mineen, with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah erase all types of the hypocrisy from our hearts. May Allah give a complete faith in our hearts. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طال البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I would like to say congratulations as we are reaching close to the birth of daughter of the Prophet, a symbol of the piety, Fatima Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. That I would say one of the greatest celebration in the history of Islam, a unique personality within the history. And I would like to ask Mu'minin Mu'minat to celebrate this day as one of the significant day. Sometimes we just rely on our centers that all religious celebrations has to be held in the center and the house has to be for some other celebrations. For example, birthdays of our children and rest of the occasion and events are going to be held at home. Our houses should become as houses of Fatima Zahra. If we start celebrating those events at home and at the same time, of course, center has to be the most important place where we all get together. But we need to give this message at home that houses should be changed. There has to be some difference when it comes to the day. There is day for the celebration of our Bibi and this great personality that is mother of the Ummah, mother of Aimma alayhi salam. Our children should feel some difference at home. They should be having some message that, you know, this is night of the birth of Fatima. This is day for the birth of Fatima salamullah alayha. Make your houses as houses of Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. And according to one of the great scholar and one of the Orafa, Ayatullah Shahabadi, as he said, that if somebody likes to know about the secret for the journey towards hereafter and secret towards the faith, that is knowing and having ma'rifat of Fatima salamullah alayha. If somebody has this ma'rifat, that means he has key towards heaven, because she is the one who is going to be asked and at the day of judgment, finally, when everything is finalized, she is going to be asked that you need to decide now who are the people, those who are going to enter to the paradise. And he says that this will be the day that people will wish that if they can be Fatimi, they will have a desire, they will do hasrat, that gosh, I would have been one of the people, those who believe in Fatima Zahra. Rather than having that hasrat on that day, let us practice today. Regard this day, that is the day for the birth of this Bibi, and celebrate and best of manner, make her as role model. Make her as role model for children. Because if other people, they become actors, they become role model for your children, your children are not going to be benefited. But if you follow this path, make her as role model, definitely we can achieve a lot in our life. Today, as our Christian brothers are celebrating as Good Friday, I would like to say congratulations, but in Islam, we consider every Friday as Good Friday. We believe that every Friday is a day of celebration. We don't have any bad Friday, alhamdulillah. Every Friday in Islam is Eid, is a day of celebration. We have been asked to celebrate this day. We have been asked to worship on this day, the day of congregation, the day of demonstration of Islam. This is the day to demonstrate Islam and get out of the houses, be together, stand together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is, that also gives us message that at least one of the days we get together. We believe that today is Good Friday. So even Christian, Muslims, all today they can say that today is Good Friday. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alam. I would also like to announce, brothers and sisters, that as our center has been a source of inspiration to organize a program that is IIC by our Sunday school, that is based on the Sunday school. It's going to be next week, inshallah. One of the programs that was organized to unite all Sunday schools and make children feel united at least one day, that Sunday schools of Houston can get together in one place. And this was initiated by the Sunday School of IEC. Alhamdulillah, this initiative, it was a great initiative since last two years. And on that day, we have a large number of the students. They have contest and competition. They get together. And it gives them a message that at least we can be together one day. At least we can be united at one day. And this unity, it makes their faith stronger. It strengthens their belief. It gives them a message that we can be a community in the future. Believe me that making this community in the future is really important that we need to see. And I would like to urge brothers and sisters to participate in this program, support this program. And as IEC becomes a source of inspiration for many programs, and it gives you all many benefits, that you take benefits day and night. This center is open for mu'mineen day and night. So it's important that we need to support this center as well, by all the means, financially and support by the means. Brothers and sisters, you can see this center sometime reflecting in Al-Hadith, sometime it is center for Sunday school, sometime for the Farsi school, sometime for programs, for marriages, for rest of the services for the community. How many services that community receives through this center, and not only community at IEC, but this center, it becomes center for all the centers of Houston. It provides a kind of services that are services open for any center and members of every center. So that is why it is important that this center should be supported. And as we are celebrating the birth of Sayyida Salamullah Alayha on that day, we had announced a Fatimi fund. I would like to request today, as Friday, that Mu'mineen Mu'minat should support in this Fatimi fund and take care of the deficit of the center with the name of Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha. I would like to request, can you please say salawat, stand up and move forward. There are many people there standing outside. Please stand up and move forward. Yes, brothers and sisters, next month, Muslim Congress is organizing a camp in Houston. So because it is Houston, I want to request everybody to participate in this camp, as this camp, it is Camp An-Nur. That was an effort to give a service to the community in Houston, in Texas. And the Muslim Congress is organizing many camps within the United States. At the moment, there are almost 10 camps during the year that Muslim Congress organizes, various places. And this service has been given in order to enjoy and at the same time learn about Islam, be organized, get together, and form your relation and make bonding within the communities. Alhamdulillah, this service has been provided since last many years, although maybe sometimes people, they do not know about that. But Alhamdulillah, this organization is giving many services to the communities all over the United States. When we look at the world today, brothers and sisters, one of the news that I've noticed, it was on BBC English page, and it says that United States is releasing frozen funds for Iran, the Iranian funds that were being frozen in the past many, many years, and there are amount has been said $450 million that are going to be released, and that is part of that agreement or deal that was being made between Iran and 5+1. So they said that these funds are going to be released soon. We are hoping so, if it's not just a statement. I hope that it's going to be practical, and they are going to act according to that as well. These funds are going to be available for Iran, and IAEA is going to be responsible to making those funds available. But when you go to the Farsi portion, it's very interesting. I want to show the two face of these news agencies. In English page, this is the news that it's been highlighted. In Persian page, there is another news that is being highlighted. It says that United States court has decided to seize all the assets of Alawi Foundation in United States. So see, these are two different faces. They are both actions are being taken by the United States. One action that they are being committed to release the funds. Another side, they have taken action that they would like to seize the assets as well. Isn't that interesting that same government acting with two different faces with the government that they would like to have some dealing in the future, and if they are really honest in their dealing, although this case of Alawi Foundation, it was going on since last many years, and there was claim by the United States, and it's one-sided claim. At least other party has to be given a complete freedom that they can defend their case, but that is not the case. Of course, power is in the hands, and courts are also obedient. They have to follow. I don't want to get into the part that what is the legality of that, but at least if there is organization existing in this country which was giving many services to this community, why this is not being promoted to the United States, that this organization, it was not only organization that was, you know, according to your statements, that was it was helping terrorists, but why it's not been said many schools in the same United States are being benefited. Not only Muslim schools, many Christian schools are being benefited by this organization. Many centers are being organized by this Alawi Foundation. They were supporting that. So if that is the case, then that right part and positive portion of this organization has to be promoted as well. There has to be some sort of honesty within the government that they like to speak at that time. They have to speak about their positivity as well, that how much this organization has played the role in order to give benefits to the community as well. But this is really unfortunate that we make one-sided judgments, and because of that today, those policies are being hated policies in the world. If United States starts acting honestly with the people in the world and have same kind of relation with other governments, so people will not have this situation that today it exists. There were many other issues that I wanted to discuss because time has passed. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. I pray and worship, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give unity within the Muslim Ummah. May Allah make us united under the leadership. May Allah prolong the life of our leader and maraji. May Allah give success and prosperity to our centers. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadin bayna yadayhi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.